Welcome to the Sports Beat Wrap-Up as we talk about the sporting events from the weekend and what is coming up. From wins and losses to stats and our Area Player of the Week, the Sports Beat Wrap-Up is about to begin. Here's your host, Eric Horton.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is Eric Horton on the Sports Beat Update Show, a special edition. It's me and everybody's favorite sports lady, Chelsea Yeager. Chelsea, the Berry Hill Yeager. Yeah. She showed up. She decided to show up to work today.
Oh, whatever.
So we're really happy about that. But we are joined this morning with Coach Wilson. She is the ladies Eagles coach out at Seagraves ISD. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
We are so excited to say that y'all are going to be playing tonight in Klondike, out of all places, against the Wink. Are they the Lady
Wildcat? Yeah, well, I guess they go by Lady Cats. Yeah, I guess so.
And so are you all, you're prepared?
We are.
You're just going to take it easy today and look at it. So what is y'all's record?
We're 12-16.
12-16.
We had a tough preseason game, play some 2A, 3A, 4A schools, mm-hmm. some bigger schools. Actually, yeah. We are 2A, but we play some bigger schools trying to get us prepared for the playoffs, and yeah. I think we're in a good spot right now.
That's really good. And of course, y'all did get upended twice by them other Lady Eagles down the highway.
We won't be seeing them ever again.
No. Joe Chelsea here, she's one of those over there. So
okay,
and of course, I know the pain too.
Yes.
You know, a daughter plays for Wellman, and you know we got hammered by them twice.
Yes.
So it's been they're a really good team. So in the playoffs, we're going to have Wink. Is there a certain what's your philosophy through the season? What has been your philosophy through the season, and now what's your philosophy for the playoffs?
Okay, during preseason, I just wanted us to get better. We have some young girls on our team. We have three freshmen and two or three sophomores, so we're young. And the main focus was to get us together, get us gelling, find some chemistry within 10 or 11 girls, and be prepared for our playoffs. We knew we were in a good spot with our district standings. We knew we would finish somewhere, or I knew. I figured we would finish, you know, top two or three, and which we did.
Yeah.
And now it's just time to go out and pound on them day by day.
There you go. I like that. Pound on them. Yeah.
That's the plan. But you have to have that mindset because everyone wants to go a game further. Everyone wants to go to
the regionals. Oh, absolutely.
And so you have to go, you know, one game at a time, one step at a time. And I think our plan from – September to now is working out. We just have to, you know, don't look ahead, but just, you know, for that moment, take care of business and then move forward.
Then move forward.
Absolutely.
Now, did you say y'all, do you have any seniors on your squad?
I have two seniors.
You have two seniors. Are they starters?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
That seems to be a trend.
Yes.
And Ropes is the same way.
Yes.
Wellman Union is the same
yes.
way. I think Klondike, actually, they have a lot of seniors now, but that was – you know, 2 years ago, they
right,
had a senior, and
right.
they built themselves up to where they've kind
yes.
of become a little powerhouse
yes.
in Class A also.
Right.
And is that – I guess that's intentional?
Well, you know, we started three juniors and two freshmen.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I
wow.
think every single one of them has earned their position.
There you go.
Had it been five freshmen or five seniors, if they earned that position, that's where I'm – you know, I don't discriminate on – age, I mean, or
sure,
grade.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think they've earned that spot, and that's where we are right now. Everyone has a role. Not everyone we can't have 10 or 11 starters. We have to have five. So everyone needs to just find their role and perfect it, and you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Go from there.
There you go. Now,
do we have some of the girls
we
on
do,
the line?
Yeah, the girls
okay.
are on the line.
So, can you walk us through your day, game day? You have some young ones. How do you prepare these freshmen for such a big game? Like, what do y'all have something that you do every game day, or are playoffs a little bit different?
Playoffs will be a little different. For instance, today we'll practice at 11:40 today, and then after practice we'll stay in the locker room and we'll eat together and mingle, and then they'll have to go back to class for a couple hours, and then we'll have a send off, and then we'll get mm-hmm. on the bus. We normally stop on the way to the game, grab a snack, and go to the gym. Try to get there early enough to shoot on each end of the court, and then
Y'all have you ever seen the Klondike floor?
Yes.
Are y'all comfortable?
I've played there before. Really nice floor, nice facilities, and I think our fan base is, you know, an hour away from home, and I think we can fill the mm-hmm. place up and let our fans rally behind us.
Is it even an hour away?
Lamesa is 45 miles.
Okay,
so
yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah,
10 miles outside of Lamesa, I believe.
Yes.
And those send-offs are always so neat, especially for the girls.
Yes,
those are so fun. Do y'all is Seagrass really good about?
They are. With football, I mean, this is our first year.
How exciting!
Year making playoffs, so in a while, so this today will be interesting for them and neat for them. And I think they'll get on board and say, "Hey, we want to keep doing this. We mm-hmm. want to keep doing this." And I hope that's the mindset that they have.
That's so exciting.
That is exciting.
Send-offs are always fun.
How about you, girls? Are y'all? Can y'all hear us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a yes, sir. I'm only 41.
He is old. He is old, girls.
Oh, wow.
He is old.
Wow, this is hurting my feelings. So, one at a time, tell me your name, your position, and what are you most excited about?
I'm Asia. I'm a point guard, and I'm most excited about going further in the playoffs.
Hey, well, Asia, yeah, pleasure to meet you, by the way. You know, I chose you a couple weeks ago for Athlete of the Week. That was me that did that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure that, you know, everybody gets credit for credit's due. So anyway, okay, so you're a point guard, and you're just excited. You're hoping y'all go further in the playoffs.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Who's next?
I'm Kate Minharis. I'm a guard, and I'm really excited about just making it to the playoffs because it's been a while.
Awesome.
She's one of our freshmen.
One of your freshmen. Yeah. How long has it been since the girls have been in the playoffs?
We made it the first round last year. District last year, and Wink upset us.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's a repeat.
Yes, it's time for a little revenge tonight.
There you go.
That's my plan. I hope the girls are thinking as well as I am. But
I'm sure they are. Yeah,
yeah. They beat us 2 or 3 points in the by district round last year.
Oh my goodness, yeah. that makes your stomach upset. Right
I didn't
there.
Catch her name. What was her name?
Yeah, what was your name again?
KK Minhadas.
KK.
How are you getting ready for this game? I mean, you come up from junior high, 8th grade. And all of a sudden, you're starting on varsity. How are you preparing yourself for this big game tonight?
I'm just trying to stay really focused, and it's just something really new, and I'm just trying not to be nervous and just trying to be focused.
Right. Well, good luck to you tonight. That's big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't understand that, I say a lot of people, these girls might understand Region 1 girls basketball in the state of Texas from 1A to even 6A is the best.
It's competitive.
It is competitive. And, of course, y'all have history of a state title.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's,
yes.
To me, that's pretty yes. good. So who's next on our list?
Cadence Esparza. I'm a guard. And I'm most excited because I'll get to experience more things in the playoffs.
And you said, are you a junior or freshman?
I'm a freshman.
Awesome. So you're another one of those that get to be someone from 8th grade.
I mean, coming up from 8th grade.
Oh, yeah.
To a starter on varsity is almost like going from high school straight into college basketball.
I mean, that's it's got to be. Absolutely. I would be. We're proud of y'all. I mean, from our end, you know, of course, we're fans of everybody. We try to be fans of everybody.
Sure.
Of course, you know, we deal with Tahoka and Plains
yes,
also.
Yes.
I guess y'all got to watch a pretty. Did y'all watch the game the
we
other
did.
Night?
We did.
That was pretty exciting,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, it was. It was.
So, all right. Who are my juniors?
Serena Minhadas.
Say that again.
Serena Minhadas.
Okay. Oh, so our sisters, KK.
They're cousins.
They're cousins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So, do you tell your cousin what to do?
No.
Sometimes, yes, he does.
No, that's funny. So, I have daughters, and two of them were on the team together at one time, and it was a little bit like that. It was like, no, you need to do that. I ain't going to do what you say.
Right.
I need to do what the coach says. Well, the coach just said that. So, anyway, so what are you excited about?
I'm just excited about having the opportunity to go to playoffs with the girls that I've been training with throughout the year and just having experience to get to show off what we've been working for the entire year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And who do we have next?
Antavia Kyle.
Antavia?
Yes.
That's a cool name.
I was about to say, y'all have some really cool names on your team.
Antavia.
Most people can't pronounce, but we...
Oh, right. Oh, for sure. I'm sure the announcers butcher y'all's names.
Antavia. That's what it sounds like. She sounds like she's from the Monarch of somewhere. So anyway.
We call her Tavy for short.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. So, Tavy, tell me what you're excited about.
I'm just really excited that we've made it to the playoffs and how all of the hard work, all of our hard work has been paying off. And we just get the chance to go make a change.
There you go. Make a change. I like that right there. That's you're well spoken. These girls are well spoken. Is that because of you or parents, family?
I'll give them a little credit.
Give them a little credit?
I'll give them a little bit. They work hard. They do. They want to win, and I know we're young. And the three juniors were they weren't starters as freshmen, but they played a lot, and they played varsity as freshmen. Yeah. So they know kind of what the younger kids are dealing with, and they've kind of welcomed them in. And they weren't starters right off the bat, but a month into playing, they earn that spot, and they get out and they get after it. And these juniors, they're more experienced, and they know what it's going to take to get us, you know, on down the road.
They help lead.
Absolutely.
That's good.
We don't want to be one and done. And so
there you go.
They're working, you know, they're getting mentally, they need to step up.
There you go.
Athletically, physically, we're there.
Yeah,
we can run, we can jump, we can play good defense. But mentally, you have to prepare yourself for every game, and that's our goal right there: is to keep ourselves mentally focused to go further down the road.
There you go. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to learn just a little bit more about you.
Sure.
Where you from? Where you been? That kind of fun stuff. Okay. And then we'll name our players of the week and move on. And I do have to say, I will be at the game tonight.
Good.
We're going to go out there and. I'll wear red and black. Do you know why I wear red and black? Do you know why I wear red and black?
You can answer that. You can tell them.
Tell me.
I don't know if I should or not.
Secret. Red Raider?
Oh, that too. Yeah, we'll go that way.
No, let's go.
I'm a shallow water boy.
Oh, gosh.
So, but that's, you know, of course, Seagrave and Shallow Water hadn't played each other in years.
Yeah, but we were rivalries.
Oh, they were. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Yes.
Back in the day. So, all right, we'll be right back after these messages.
All-Star Peanut supports the All-Star Wellman Union Wildcats all season long. We are also a strong supporter of agriculture and do our very best for our friends and producers of West Texas. Whether it is peanut handling, chemical and fertilizer sales, sales for a variety of parts, or feed for your livestock, All-Star Peanuts is there for you all season long. Peanuts, cotton, or corn? We have any of the seeds you need. Come see us in Wellman, Texas, or call 806-637-1866. All-Star Peanuts is a buyer for Golden Peanuts. We are proud of our Wellman Union Wildcats, where all of our stars shine.
When it comes to making important decisions on the farm, look no further than Crop Production Services. At CPS, we are dedicated to helping our customers achieve maximum success. When you meet and work with a member of the CPS team, we are confident you will see our strengths firsthand. One customer at a time, our goal is to provide products and services you need to grow the best crops possible. Come by our location at 1571 U.S. Highway 82 in Plains and say hello to one of our ag specialists or give us a call at 806-456-6505. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs and service.
Your hometown Thriftway store is proud to sponsor the Mustangs and Phillies. Family owned and operated for 39 years, we have been with you for all of your big occasions. From holidays to birthdays and everything in between, we are your one-stop shop. Look for our sale ads every Wednesday so that you're prepared for game night and have everything you need to succeed. We have it all so that you can give your all on the field and in the classroom. Stop by Thriftway at 713 West Broadway. Denver City, you're number one with us. Go Mustangs, go Phillies.
What makes the ideal home? We don't think it's spotless floors, beds perfectly made, everything spick and span. What does spick and span even mean? We think the ideal home has a certain spirit that runs through it. A spirit brought by the family of love, joy, and perseverance that meets all of life's challenges. We like that. It's who we are. Spirit Mortgage from First United Bank. Visit us at spiritmortgage.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we are back here on the Sports Beat Update. We've been speaking with Coach Wilson of the Lady Seagraves Eagles basketball team. She's the coach. And then, of course, her starting five, Asia, KK, Cadence, Serena, and Tavia. And so excited about having y'all on. Y'all still there, girls?
Yes, sir.
I listen to that. Yes, sir.
They're going to meet you tonight and be like, we call them sir.
No, I probably won't. If they win... I won't go down there because
it's gonna be celebration.
That's their time, you know. It's not my time; it's their time. And then
if they lose,
I'm just gonna walk out the door.
That's what we're gonna do.
But I don't like the orange team. I don't like orange teams.
Good.
Never have. Good. So that wink is orange. Aren't
yes, they
yeah,
are.
That's what I thought. See, yes. I'm good at this kind of stuff. I have those. What is it? Those facts that nobody cares about in my head. So, anyway, Coach Wilson, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you went to school, what brought you to Seagraves.
Okay. I was born and raised in Seagraves, actually. Graduated from there, had the opportunity to play varsity basketball with two of my older sisters.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Left there, went to JUCO at Western Texas, played there for 2 years, transferred to Texas Tech and played there for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And came back to Seagraves, coached my daughters for 3 years.
Wow.
Went to Tech and coached with Coach Sharps and her crew the last 2 years. And then 7 years ago, made my way back to Seagraves.
My goodness. That's been that's a storied coaching life because not everybody gets to coach their daughters.
No.
And not everybody got to coach alongside Marcia Sharp.
Right.
And, wow.
Okay, so what years did you play at Tech?
90 through 92. I missed the big year.
Okay, so when I walked in and first saw you, I thought, gosh, she looks so familiar.
She looks familiar to me, too.
And I know what it is. I was a Lady Raider ball girl for years.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why, and my grandparents had season tickets for years and years and years. That's why you look so familiar.
Probably.
How funny.
That is so cool. So you missed it. You missed it by a year.
I missed it 1 year.
So you did play with Cheryl.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
And I don't know. Maybe this could be breaking news. Are you applying for the job?
Absolutely not.
Darn. Anyway.
No,
well,
fine.
Good for Seagraves.
Yes.
You know,
thank you.
But that's I know that that's right now an important thing going on over there. And
yes. They're getting some interesting people in that can possibly come in and turn the program around.
That's good.
But I really hope that they keep Cheryl on board because she's done wonders for those girls and they respect her and she does a good job.
Right.
In Texas.
Right. Well, and she's a face and she's one of the faces of the team.
Yes.
And that's an important, you know, aspect to everything. You know, the girls that are online right now, they won't obviously don't remember any of that.
No,
of those wins or whatever, but most of those girls that played for Marcia Sharp were from our part of the world.
Yes.
And, you know, that's how important basketball for girls are in Region 1, what I call Region 1.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like Nazareth. What are they up to, their 21st state title or something like that? And
yes. I don't know what they breed out there, but
it's something.
I was looking at them the other day. I was Facebook stalking and because I know that Ropes, you know, will have the potentiality of playing them at the first round of regionals, and so and hopefully y'all be at regional tournament too. You
know, that's the plan.
So y'all be able to see some good basketball and everything like that.
Yes.
So, well, this does as far as our interview with Coach Wilson and the Seagraves Lady Eagles basketball team. We pray and hope that y'all go out there and get a win tonight.
Thank you.
I'm excited about going to watch a good game.
Thank you.
My wife and I are going to be there, and we'll be wearing red and black. I'm wearing green. I can't believe
that. We need to have every team bring us shirts when they come in, so we'll have shirts to wear to all their games.
That is right. You know what?
We need to request
that. She's our salesperson and marketing person. She's top-notch, and so we're going to be actually going out there to Seagraves pretty soon to talk to Coach Gowen. He was a coach at one time.
Right.
And just, you know, get involved a little bit more out there, because you know, Seagraves is one of the people that are towns that we do stuff for, news and everything like that. And so, well, Lady Eagles, Asia, KK, Caden, Serena, and Tavia, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Do well. Do not foul out. always remember this, that rebounding is 85% desire, 15% skill.
Absolutely.
And go out there and get a win, another win for Coach Wilson and your school, and move yourself on to the regional rounds. I mean, it's going to be tough, but I think y'all may end up having 4 sand.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's going to be...
It'll be interesting. We beat them early on.
Yeah.
But they're a good team, and they have experience in the playoffs.
Yes, they do.
And so that's something where we have to get ourselves mentally prepared to step up to that challenge.
Because each game is a different game.
Yes.
Each game is a different game.
Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody this morning listening. Right quick, our players of the week or our athletes of the week, the male is going to be Nuni Ramirez. That was another guy. Nuni Ramirez, he plays for the Brownfield Cubs and has been instrumental in them getting to the playoffs. They will be the 4th seed, or they may end up being the 3rd seed, depending on what happens tomorrow night. So congratulations to the Cubs. And then, of course, Jaylee Hood out at Wellman Union, Lady Wildcat. She has been instrumental also in helping the Lady Cats get to where they need to be. I do want to give next week... I'm going to give some honorable mentions out, because there's a lot of kids out there, males and females, that just have played tough throughout the season and those kinds of things. So congratulations to those. Again, this is Eric Horton and
Chelsea Yeager
on the Sports Beat Update. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Sports Beat Show. We are Town Talk Media Productions and the voice of West Texas. Please go to our website, towntalkradio.com, and like our Sports Beat Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter.